Hey, sister travelers. Well, I know that being safe is something that concerns many of you out there that want to solo travel, or, you know, while you're solo traveling, it is in the forefront of your mind. Maybe it's even a fear that's holding you back from solo traveling, and it's something you think about. So I'm here to share today three tools that you can use to keep yourself safe during your solo travels. Is fear holding you back from traveling because you don't have anyone to go with? Are you concerned about being a woman traveling alone and not sure how to prepare for a solo trip? Do family and friends think you are crazy for even considering solo travel? Well, in this podcast, you will become equipped to travel safely by yourself. You'll learn things like tactical travel tips and how to prepare for a trip and how to overcome the fear so you can discover the transformation that travel can bring. My mission is to see more women over 50 discover how travel can empower them. If you want to enjoy your next travel adventure solo, then start your journey here. Hello, sister travelers. I'm Cheryl, solo travel advocate and travel coach. I have experienced life-changing adventures through travel, and I want the same for you. So stay tuned here every week, and you will learn to find freedom through your travels, build your confidence while safely navigating new places. Well, safety as a female solo traveler is important, and we want to make sure that we feel safe and confident when we are alone. So there are some wonderful gadgets out there that you can take with you, but today I'm going to share some internal or intrinsic tools that you have at your disposal, no matter where you are or what you're doing, whether you're traveling solo, internationally, or even somewhere locally. So these three things are something I want you to consider and remember that you have at your disposal. We want to keep you safe. We want to encourage you to get out there and solo travel. And these tools are going to help build that confidence, especially as you start to utilize them, even in your day-to-day life. You'll become more confident knowing you can do this. You can take that leap. You can be courageous and go on that adventure. So this first item, this tool, this internal tool that we have is our eyes. Our awareness of our surroundings is super important. As you're traveling into unknown spaces, places you've never been before, things that are unfamiliar, you need to use your eyes to assess the situation, to look around. Don't have your face in your phone the whole time. You need to be scanning the horizon. You need to be looking at people, watching people wherever you go, and looking at the surroundings. See what's happening, what's going on around you. And this is a great tool. I've been often told that I have this great tool, and I think it's because in college and being a creative, I like to just people watch. I like to watch. And so you get to see people, how they interact, kind of get a feel for their behaviors, right, as you're watching them. Maybe even to the point of, you know, noticing little details of how, you know, their body language, or even how they talk to somebody that maybe they're with. So having that visual awareness, using our eyes to scan. And I like to encourage you to maybe practice that. Maybe you're not one that is aware of your surroundings visually, and you want to start to hone this skill. Even in your day-to-day, I would encourage you to maybe go sit at a busy park bench or corner, or sit at a bus stop, or and just people watch and notice the surroundings around you. Notice what people are wearing, notice how they're interacting, notice the busyness possibly of an intersection and what goes on in that intersection or that street that you might just be observing. And I know that, you know, I think about when they train CIA operatives and they want them to be able to visually notice lots of detail when they scan a room. And that's kind of the idea I'm getting here. You know, like they'll even quiz them and say, well, what color was that gentleman's shirt? And to the little details. So we want to be able to use our eyes to assess our situations. Keeping your chin up when you are walking around and traveling is one way for sure to be active in that realm, and keeping those eyes kind of looking and scanning and noticing. All right. So we have our eyes. Secondly, we have our voice. Yes, our voice. And this can be used to, you know, whether you feel threatened, and I'm talking about just very eminently threatened, then you're going to scream bloody murder, right? You're going to scream as loud as you can to, you know, maybe ward off that person and to draw attention to the situation. And maybe you don't quite feel threatened that way, but you are not feeling comfortable maybe with, for example, maybe you feel like someone has been following you while you're walking about the streets and traveling. Then you can use your voice, again, just maybe talking loudly, maybe telling them to stop following you, if that's how you feel. Maybe you're feeling just not safe, all right? And that will, too, draw attention to that situation. If there's other people around, it's almost likely going to definitely make that person walk away because they don't want attention, right? And they're going to, you know, that's going to diffuse that situation. Or there's other people that I'd be watching that would be witnesses to that. So using your voice. And I also like to think of, you know, the same goes true. Like I like to think when you're hiking and you come across a bear, all right, it doesn't happen. I've never had it happen to me, but they tell you to make loud noises, right? To sort of scare off the bear, right? So that would be a similar kind of equation there, is if you are traveling and you're feeling unsafe, to somehow, you know, create noise or create, you know, use your voice in some way. The other thing is you can, if you feel like you are being followed and maybe you don't feel comfortable using your voice, you can dart into maybe a store where there's people around, and you want to make sure you are surrounded by others, right? You just don't want to be obviously left alone with this potential threat or just this person that might make you be feeling uncomfortable at the moment. Okay, so we have our eyes, we have our voice to use to kind of help scare off or draw attention to the situation. And our third internal skill that we have that is built into us, especially as women, I believe all women have this, and it's an innate ability. We call it your intuition, or that gut feeling that you often get. Now, everybody's going to respond a little differently. Their intuition may, you know, when they get that gut feeling, right? Maybe you're the one that responds with, like, you get goosebumps, or the hair on the back of your neck sticks up. Or for me, it's that stomach kind of like nodding up, or maybe your heart starts to palpitate. Everybody's going to respond a little differently to, you know, this innate ability to sense that the situation doesn't feel safe. You're not at peace, and there's just something off about it. For example, maybe you have met somebody, and in meeting them, you just don't, there's something in your gut that tells you that person can't be trusted, or whatever it may be, or that person is maybe not a, if you're dating, maybe it's not a good fit for you, right? So that's that intuition that I believe women have a great sense to tap into. So we want to use our intuition when we're traveling, maybe as you're exploring a city or you're walking around and you start to feel like just the area doesn't feel right. That's going to be your intuition telling you that you need to turn around and maybe get out of that situation. Or maybe you walk into a store, and maybe you're the only one in the store with that store owner, and there's something about it that just doesn't feel right, then you need to walk out. You need to leave that store. So pay attention to your intuition, because most of the time it is right. And there have been times when I have ignored that gut feeling and have regretted it. So listen to it, you know, leave the situation that's making you feel uncomfortable, walk a different direction, and get yourself to a place where you feel safe, you feel at peace, and listen to that. So we have these three wonderful tools that are built into us that we can take wherever we go. There's no props needed. We don't need to remember to take any kind of gadgets with us. And these go with us wherever we go. And that's the beauty of thinking about these three intrinsic tools or skills that we can use to help keep us safe. And as we begin to start using these skills more often, and we start to hone them, we start to build them and feel more confident in them, you're going to be building also that confidence to be able to travel solo without having the worries of, you know, am I safe, right? Asking that question, because you're going to feel so confident in understanding the signals and your ability to assess a situation by using those three items. So we got your eyes, using your vision, and two, your voice, using that voice of yours, whether it's to deter danger. And then finally, your intuition, that gut feeling that you're going to get, when you get that sense that something is just not right. So ladies, don't forget that we have those in us. And as we use them, just like any skill, as we use them, they become stronger, and they're in turn, they give us that confidence. And my hope is that if you have not solo traveled or fear has been holding you back, sisters, I don't want fear to prevent you from solo traveling. So as you consider these three things, knowing these are going to be some great tools that you can use to help you get past any kind of fear or worry about solo traveling. And I want you to get out there. I want you to explore. I want you to have that adventure. I want you to build confidence. And as you do that, as you practice this, as you continue to go, maybe on your first trip, you're going to want to go on another. And as you do that, you're going to keep building this well of confidence, okay, that you can draw from for yourself. Hey, sister travelers, did this podcast inspire and encourage you, or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcast. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.